Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, are Clinton and Sanders feeling the fizzle? Though Donald Trump and his rival Republican presidential candidates have gotten most of the attention lately, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have been getting almost as testy. Trevor Noah notes that Bernie has been talking about some of the Hillary problems he said he wouldn't talk about, and Seth Meyers analyzes Hillary's angry shot at the Sanders campaign when an activist asked her about taking money from the fossil fuel industry. Jimmy Fallon tells us what Hillary really says at that rope line encounter. All that and more in today's Punchline.
And Hillary Clinton said on Meet the Press yesterday that the FBI has not reached out to schedule an interview with her regarding her private email server. When asked that she'd respond to such a request, Hillary said, oh, I'd delete it. I would delete the hell out of it, yeah.
You know, if Bernie Sanders takes Wisconsin, that's there. That'll be his fourth state in a row, and he has a decent chance there. You know, it's a progressive state that's fond of old white guys who don't know when to quit.
Did you see this? A video is making its rounds on the internet of Hillary Clinton losing her temper when confronted by an environmental activist about taking money from the fossil fuel industry. Hillary said, the only fossil I'm worried about is the one from Vermont that I'm running against.
Sanders and his campaign alleged that Clinton receives campaign contributions from the fossil fuel industry, and on Thursday, an activist from Greenpeace confronted Clinton about the claim on the rope line at the campaign event and got an earful.
Will you act on your words and reject fossil fuel money in the future in your campaign?
Yes, I do not.
I have money for people who work for fossil fuel companies. I am so sick of the Sanders campaign lying about me. I'm sick of them.
Usually when someone is that mad at a rope line, it's because the bouncer won't let them into the club.
And the longer this race goes on, the more tense it's getting between the candidates. Remember when it started? Everyone was friendly, right? Bernie was treating Hillary like an organic farmer. Hillary was treating Bernie like a Goldman Sachs executive. But now, like a lot of long-term relationships, they're starting to get on each other's nerves.
Sanders and Hillary Clinton have been slugging at each other over fossil fuel donors, over campaign tone.
They are at each other's throats.
He demanded an apology for being called a liar. She called him desperate.
I don't know if Hillary is the right person to call Bernie Sanders desperate. You know, it's rich coming from her. Have you ever seen anyone who's wanted to be president that bad? It's creepy.
So the rope line exchange quickly became national news, partly because it's the most finger-pointing Hillary has done on the campaign trail since this. Wait, where have I seen dancing that bad before? That's right, Hillary is the Elaine of the 2016 campaign, which explains why she spends so much time arguing with a bald man from the outer boroughs who wears glasses. Hillary, you're killing independent Bernie!
And I'm not just hating on Hillary here, because Bernie is getting into it too.
A lot of people say, Bernie, why don't you go after her on her FBI investigation? Why don't you go after her on the Clinton Foundation money? We have chosen not to do that.
Yeah. Congrats on not bringing up the things you just brought up.
We've chosen not to discuss this email scandal, which anyone could Google. I'm not saying they should, but they would find out a lot of crazy stuff that I would never say. Also, Benghazi. Google Benghazi is something that I would never say.
So now the campaign moves on to New York, where the contrast will be very clear. As one Hillary strategist put it, he's going to campaign like a Brooklynite, and she's going to campaign like a senator who represented the state for 8 years and lived here for 16. That's right, Bernie's going to campaign like a Brooklynite, although he might be campaigning as a Brooklynite from a different era. Because when he was asked this week, how do you ride the subways these days, he responded, quote, what do you mean, how do you ride the subway these days? You get a token and you get on. Bernie Sanders thinks we still use tokens to ride the subway. So if you're a Wall Street lobbyist looking to influence Bernie, don't send him a check for thousands of dollars. Just send him a Metro card.
There are many signs to when a relationship goes sour. And one of those is fighting about when to have your next fight.
The rival teams are battling over when and what time, and should they have more debates.
The Sanders camp says Clinton's trying to avoid a big audience by proposing a debate tonight during the NCAA championship or next week in the morning.
One idea here was to actually have a morning show debate on Good Morning America on ABC from 7 to 9 a.m. Apparently, the Sanders campaign did not love that idea.
7 a.m.? I don't blame Bernie. I mean, one, his supporters are college students. They're not going to be sober by 7 a.m. And two, that's when Bernie's having lunch, people. Come on.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.